Ayin Alfam and Aleph, on the east of the Rebbe Gera. So, Rebbe had said the concept of the Gera, that the Ksira is Gerera's Ksira, the Moras Akasha, the Rebbe himself, in the case of the different cases, they say Cholov, he doesn't seem to say Gera. So, Rashi, Atachina Sheima Kaparach. So, we're the Megara Ima Ksira. I'll have the carbon lab ahahu ksira ifrish. In other words, in the morning, see that which he's mafresh for the ksira and works with the tchina, he has no kash. That's what Farisha did. Took say chaylev behalamechud. So mashiga Shabbos. So he did two malachas behalamechud. The goals for both. That doesn't bother him. That which Rashi says he did a ksir in the afternoon and a ksir in the morning. It was two different types of halamas. But the maisa, it's for ksira. That also doesn't bother the Gemara. That's not the dinner of Gera. That's a different twist in Shnei Sechele B'Helamecha. But if he's being mafresh on the ksir of the afternoon, which was a Shigas Malachas, and therefore it's specific to Ksira, that it should schlep along the Techina of earlier, that has to regard to the pressure of Greira. Once you're taking this thing also, this thing steps the other one with. It's the Kerman Labahu Ksira, if it's the Kerman, but it wasn't made for that Ksira, which would make sense. It would take the tchina with if it had been for that one. The inuch kulo lav greira ikud. Everything else is not greira. The ksira b'ksira behelam echad lav greira he. That's not a din of greira. The chol shem avera hanichbo kama pamim behelam echad ein be'elam chatas achas. That's the rule. You can do the same avera many times in one helam. It's only chayv one chatas. So that's not the issue of greira. So he did two kazais in one helam of each other, and then he remembered the fact that he ate the first kazais, and then he had and then he remembered on the first one, and then he ate a third one in the state of halama of the sheni. So he brings a korban. So if he brings it on the first one, rishim sheni miskaper, mishrei behalama hayu, they're in the same halam. But shlishenim miskaper, bularinen, we don't say hayol, since sheni miskaper marishin, the mechaper of the first one goes for the second one. And the second one is connected to the third one. So since the Sheni Maisa is being miskaper, which is in the same helmet, therefore ligurei l'shlishi imoi miskaper rosa, should bring the third one with. We don't say that we could do that. Vaya, on the other hand, disagrees. Hevi Korban on the third one. Shekhar Shehifrishu, his goodbye. Shame Oyser Zayas. Things was going on. I'm not sure what she's saying. Hey, the Colonel of the soil is Capriculum. Veins are gray, again, that's not a case of gray. Elaculum, Behelem. The Sheni was with Helam with the first one, it was also with Helam with the second one, so it's Mechaper on both. Abaya says that the case where he brings a Korban on the Rishon, that the Sheni and Rishon go together, and what's Mechaper on the Sheni, so the Shlishi and the Sheni go together. That's Greira, at least like Greira. So Morris says, Basa the Shami Rabba me Abaya. Once Rabba heard that Abaya said that Omar, I feel a heavy carbon alechem ehem is kaper kulam. So whatever carbon he brings, and the same thing he brings with number three, that brings along that, therefore, number two also, and once number two, also number one. This leg, Ihu, so he accepted it. And that's why Rabban now is able to say Greira, because he accepted Abaya's point. The Mora says, if you hold a Abaya, the Greira works. So, in the case of if he brings a korban on the ksira of the afternoon, it's mechaper the ksira of the morning, which is mechaper the tchina of the morning. So that should be now tchina, so it should be mechaper the tchina of the afternoon also. So tchina she'imo, tchina which is with it, tchina which is with the ksira of the afternoon, independent shigus malachis, but it's at the same time. In this the same time of a helam, so the ichaper begreira tigra nami. I'm sorry, no tchina of the morning, which is with it in the morning. She mechaper tigra nami the tchina shekenegda. She mechaper with tchina in the afternoon, which is was corresponded to the ksir of the afternoon. Mishum shnei zaysechela behelam elchot. She mechaper tchina in the morning. She mechaper tchina in the afternoon. So he says greira the greira kihach the tchina kamaiso lo ichaper ela begreira. The thing of the morning is only a greira. The le'alei v'le'al ksira she'ima bo ha'karban. It's not for it, not for the ksira which is with it. Al the igra b'hari ksira. It gets along with the it was drawn along with the ksira. So le'alei b'hadra greira the basraisa mishum shem tchina. So you can't say, well, shem tchina. So we don't have a korban being brought for shem tchina be'etzim that it should bring along the tchina that tchina. Trusting so forth, he said it's for three kazayis number three. So he designated for that purpose. I don't want to say designated for purpose. I mean that's mitzias. That's designated for that. That was where the that was when he realized. Okay, so the Gemara. Also, the Pshita Leil Abaya v'Rava. This concept, which Abaya and Rava both seem to accept, that a case where you have Zoran Shabbos Shigas Malachas and Zoran Malachas Shigas Shabbos, the korban for one will work for the other. So, but that concept, Miboya Leil Rebbe Zera, is a Shalat Rebbe Zera. The miboya, the boy mine, the bezera mirabasi is the grace of the Bach. The boy mine, okay, that's the word mine. The bezera mirabasi, the bezera astrobasi. Vamar law, boy mine, Rabbi Yirmi at mirabezera. Some have the Yirmi astrobezera. Following Shaila. Kotzar. We talk on Chatzi Grogus, Beshiga Shabbos, Vizana Malachas. So he did a half of a Kazayas of these, a half of a Grogus of these items, that's not Chavik Karpin. And then, afterwards, V'chazer B'kotzer B'talk on Chatzi Grogus, Vizana Shabbos, Beshiga Malachas. Ma'al Sheet Starfus. So it's all in Helam. He remembered it was Shabbos in between, but he did not really. He was not Mesim Leib that he had done the Severus. So he's still in a state of Helam, Lagabi, the Ksira, the Tchina. So it should be Mitzarif. On the other hand, it's two different types of ways to bring a Chata, so that should bring it, because two different types of Halomas, so you can't be Mitzarif it, maybe. That's a Shiloh. That's the shah, it can be mitzarif the amounts. Well, normally you could. A person would be kotzer a half of a kagargus b'shiga Shabbos, let's say, at 9 o'clock in the morning. And still not remember, still under that mistaken notion, he does another half of a kagargus in 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's mitzarif. Because in the Helam Shalos, he was kotzer a kagargus. doesn't have to be basar. But in this scenario where he changed the form of the helam, the more is considered that that's a different type of, it's a different type of achatis. It says different type of achatis, it can't be mitzarif. That's his shayla. So according to, but whereas more saying according to the Bible, Rabbah, that was comfortable. They were comfortable saying that the korban for one works for the other, because we looked at it, it's all in one helam. So according to them, why shouldn't this be mitzarif? And Amalei, Samora says that so Zera asked the Tarvasi, or Rimi asked the Zera. Zera said, Amar Le Chalukan Le Chatos, Le Mitztarf. The law is that they bring Chatos differently, indicating it's different types of Alam, it's a different type of Avera. So, if you would have. If there'd be a kagurgis in the morning, kagurgis in the afternoon, you wouldn't bring one chatas. How could it even start? So he said, not like Rabban Abai. And Mor says, "Well, hecha the chaluk and the chatos lo mitzdarfi." Is that so simple that? You're saying, had there been a shear in the morning and a shear in the afternoon, it would be different chatos, therefore they kept him in tariff now. Is that so poshut? I both are not. Learn the mission creases. Oh, chela v'chela v'helam echod, en achai v'la'achas. The person needs two kadesim of chela and one helam, he's only chai of one korban chatos. Okay? Oh, chela v'dam v'noisra pigel v'helam echod, four different cases of a chiyuv korus, chelav, dam, noiser, and pigel. So chayav kol achas v'achas. So the Mishnah zu chomer b'minin harbe mimin echad. So that's the chomer that the different types of minim have over one min. Zu chomer b'min echad mimin harbe. What's the chomer that one min has over two minim? Shim ochel chati zayis. Because of ochel chati zayis. He ate and then he came back and ate. Not immediately with it, but later, you know, well, we'll see later on. Rashi doesn't mean kadecha this pras, but it wasn't in one sitting. Mimin echad is chai, mishne minim is potter. But if he had a chatzis ayis of chelim and a chatzis ayis of dam, it's not mitzarif. V'inam bo mimin echad is chayiv tzricha l'memer. Like, what's the chiddush of mimin echad is chayiv? I mean, person ate terech the chiddush pras, he had a chatzis of chelim. What's the chiddush over here that mimin echad is mitzarif? Vama Reish Lakish, Rishum Bar Tutni. Reish Lakish answered the name of Bar Tutni. Hachem Meskirin, Gönche Ochle, Bishnei Tamchuyin. Rishua Hidomer Tamchuyin, Mechalkin. So Rishua has a Shita, which we touched on a few days ago, that Rishua's Mechadish. A person will eat a gezayis of fried chaylev, and a gezayis of baked chaylev, and a gezayis of boiled chaylev, he's chayav three different chatos, even though it's in one helam. Because tamchuyim, the pots, are mechalik, it's a different thing. So since they became a different chefsa, different item, so you can't remember, each one is chayav its own korban. So now, in the case of each is chayav its own korban, he ate half a kezias of fried chelim and half a kezias of baked chelim. So can they be mitzarif to be sheer of a kezias? They should be chayav one chatas. So that's the chiddush over here. That he is chayav. What's the chiddush? Malu teimo, amr b'shua ben l'kula ben l'chumra. So I would think that b'shua's halacha would apply both that he's chayav different chatos. That's the chumrah, And also the kula, that he takes this idea of mechalkin so strong that you can't be mitzarev of the two half kezesim, and he'll be potter from a korban in this case. No kula. So I would think Rishua takes it that far. I might mistakenly think you could take it that far. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah comes to tell me that the kula loy omar, lechumer ka omar. He says, so the chumer, you mechayv him multiple chatos. But the kula, the look at it is that it's not a gezeis of chaylev, it's half a gezeis of this and half a gezeis of that. No, that far he doesn't take it. But what do you see? V'ahacha, the chaluk and the chatos become itztarfi. But here you see that even though they bring different chatos, so you bring again, not like a bayi berava, but if he was kaitzer a kegergus b'shigas Shabbos, later on he was kaitzer kegergus b'shigas malachas, it's sort of a chatos. But it doesn't mean it's not mitzdarf for half a gezias from here and half a kegergus from here and half a kegergus from there, just like a Rishua, they can be chalk l'chatos and still be mitzdarf. So why you bring a raya from the fact that they bring different chatos, that therefore they can't be mitzarf? So it's really not a kasha. The proof of the nalak of Rabbi still stands. The question is just internally, what does he say? So who's asking over here? So let's say Reb Zeira asked Ravasi. So Ravasi answered that it's potter, not mitzarev. Apparently, so then Reb Zeira is asking back that's not necessarily so. Amrulay. So now Ravasi is going to answer back. Mara Resha Masni Lo Vekashale. And on a seva masnina law, b'lo kashalom. You learned that this answer that Rish Lakish said, the name of Bartutni, is going on the case of the resha, which means min echad is chayiv, and therefore you have your question. But we learned it's going on the seva, shnei minim is potter, and therefore the question will no longer be a question. How does it go? It says Mishnei Minim is Potter. Mishnei says Shnei Minim is Potter. Tzricha L'Memer, is that a Chiddush that you have a Kazai Zachelim, have a Kazai Zadam, is not a Kazai, is not Chai B'Korban? So, what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? V'Amar Yish Lakish B'Shum Bartutni, that when the Mishnah said Shnei Minim Potter, it didn't mean Shnei Minim, because half a Kazai Zachelim and half a Kazai Zadam. It was half a gezais of chaylev and half a gezais of chaylev. But my korlish shnei minim shalchlo b'shnei tamchuyim. If Rabbi Yeshua he damer tamchuyim mechalkin, even lekula. So since they're cholok lechatos, they bring different chatos. When you have a shear of a gezais of each one, they're not mitzdarf unless, according to Yeshua, less than a gezais. So it's called Shnei Minim in the sense it was two different types of Nechum, so it was different types of way of cooking the Chela. Meshua Hida Omer, Tamchuyim Mechalkin, cooking it differently, divides it up into different Chatos, and therefore they're not mitzarfed to each other. Welcome Ashwalon, Zom Yeshua, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Okay, so therefore, once that's true, so you don't have a case where they're cholok l'chatos and they're mitzdarif. So that, therefore, I have no question. I hold the cholok l'chatos prevents them from being mitzdarif. That's why over here also, the cholok l'chatos that a shigas Shabbos brings one korban for the ksira of the shigas Shabbos, and a different korban for the ksira of the shigas malachis, because there's different types of halamas, and therefore different types of chatos, therefore they can't be mitzdarif. The more it continues off, just finishes off the thought. Okay, so if the case of the way you're learning the Mishnah over there is that the sefer is one type of food, chaylev, but cooked two different ways. So what's the ratio? In the case of the sefer is one min and two different types of processing it. So the ratio is min echad v'tam chui echad. So now we're just back to our problem. Min echad v'tam chui echad is tzricha. Remember, what's the chiddush? In no way is it different from each other. He ate kedechelis pras in one halav. What's the chiddush? It's mitzdar. Tzricha l'meimor. Amravuna, the chiddush of the reisha is the following. Hachameskin kigoyin shahoy sol yediyah b'intayim. Ramlil he damer en yediyah l'chatzishir. Normally the person eats a kezayis, realizes he ate the kezayis of Hisr, and then forgets again and eats another kezayis. The fact that he had the yediyah in the middle divides the two echilas, and you cannot be mitzdarif, can't be one karma for both. But Ramlil came along and said that's only because it was a yediyah which is b'chayavim a korban. So he became aware of the Vera, therefore he's chayav a korban for that. So once that's true, he's chayav a korban. So when he forgets again, he can't add on that other Vera to the first korban, because that first korban already was established with the chiyuv. But in a case where he had a chatzizayis, he became aware of it, where the thumb chayav him anything. So that awareness, and then he forgets again and eats another chatzizayis, they'll be mitzarev. Because the yedi in the middle of a chatzishir would not constitute an interruption to prevent them from being mitzdarf. And that's the chiddush of the reish. Okay, so grash. Milsa the pshita lahu. Six lines down, the wide lines. Yeah. According to Ramil, the yediyah alone is not what does it. It's the chattas which is defined because of it, which comes. You're correct.
I'm sorry, is there a yediyah at the end of the second half?
Yes, otherwise he wouldn't be bringing a korban.
Yeah, I was wondering how that might be, but yes.
Mills of the Pshitul, the Zodan Shabbos, that by Rabbah assumed, the Zodan Shabbos, Shigas Malach, the Zodan Malach, the Shigas Shabbos, and Chalukim Lachatos, that you. It's in one hellum, but the fact that it's done differently, therefore automatically is Machayev two different Chatos, that's not true according to Bible Rabbah. They're not Chalukim Lachatos. Kiddaka Amr, that they said, the Zemis Karma Bekabonashal said, that the one will get a kapar with the other one. Well, I mean, in Kishneim halomis, by definition, is like two different halomis because it's done differently. And chayv chad is on the Shabbos, shig is malachas, chad shig is malachas, Shabbos is on the malachas. We don't say two different halomis, and each one should get its own chattas. Baba gav lechad gufa daver, even though it's the same aver of losazak malacha. But we don't say that. That's the Bible Rabbah. So that which the Bible Rabbah assume is Mesafkele. Ibsera is Mesupik about it. Katzer betochen, katzer oitochen. It means he did one or the other. Because of Katzer betochen, again, he did that same one, again, another Chatzisayas. But a different type of halom. First one was Shigar Shabbos, second one was Zodan Shabbos, Shigar Malachas. Another one in time Al-Khatah. There was no Yediyah in between. So Marshi Yitzdar for Ksira, we can see Rekin Yitzdar for two Ksiras, the Kashir, the Yitzchayiv, and the Yitzchayiv are covered. Mi Havi Helam Echad, Umitzdar. He said, one Halama, and therefore they are Mitzdar. Zimak Kishnei Halamas, Nino Bala Mitzdar. Or not, It's sort of since it's different types of forgetting. It's sort of it's not the same kochi of korban. So let's say Rabasi or Rabbi Zeira, whatever the version who was being questioned, answered chalukin lemachatos. Since had both been a shear, each one would have to bring its own korban because there are different types of elamos. Therefore, hilkoch la mitzarif. Obviously, they can't be mitzarif. Okay, so that point that the more I wanted to bring that Reb Zeira and Reb Asi do not agree with, or at least questioning Abaye Barabbas' concept, and Rashi is answering that Abaye Barabbas' concept is wrong. That's been proven. Now we're just trying to understand the answer that he gave. So he had a kazayas, and later on he had another kazayas. So it stood by my sechilas. Because it was not Kedechilas Pras. But since it was one halab, it's only Chayiv one. Remember that which he would eat two Kazesim in one long Achila, that's not a Chiddush. I mean, that's one Maisa Achila in one halab. So obviously it's only Chayiv one. But the Chiddush is over here, even though it's two different Achila, clearly two different Achilas, this in one halab, it's only Chayiv one. Then it said the chumra was a person ate a chatzis zayis, he mochel chatzis zayis, because of mochel chatzis zayis, both a halam and the same halam. Again, shalashov mit tilos shalbishin atzayv gemar achilas achron yeshem mitay achilas pras. And it was one of my achila. It was from the beginning to the end. Was the correct time amount. So meminachem mitzdarfet. The more said, what's the chiddush? Tzirchel meimer ha'chad achilahi. So the case had to be it was one achila, say achilas pras. Why the b'shei achilas like the man da omar chayiv? If it's two of an achilas, it was a achila b'chatzis zayis, and then achila b'chatzis zayis 3 hours later, it's not coming mitzar. So the case had to be was one achila, it was one achila, right, and one halam. So the chmish achilas, wow, it's mitzar. Novu then, what else? So. Rish Loga said in the name of Bartutli Shem Chacham. The case of Shem Tzem Chuyim. Shem in Itavshel, Echad Sleeve, Echad Sholok. One was roasted and one was boiled. Sholok is well boiled. You know, it's cooked. Your hard boiled egg as opposed to your soft boiled egg. It was well cooked. And the Chiddush is the Rishua. The Rishua says, Rishua says, Dormit Tzem Chuyim Mechalkim. Which means that the oichel shnei zaysim behelam echad. The person ate two different zaysim and one forgetting. B'shnei tabchuim from two different pots means cooked two different ways. The chay b'shnei chatos. It's chay two different chatos. So the Mishnah is coming over here and saying that even though that's so, that it's chay two chatos, but the two different types of cooking it are mitzdarf. It's tzrichel dashminim delinyan chatzis shir mitzdarf. They are mitzdarf. The model tema, I would think. Bein lekula ki hacha, bein lechumra ki goin shir shalim. Amr shua, the chalukim hain. If you tell me that the chaluk, even to me the chayiv two different chatos, also chaluk, they're not mitzdarf to each other. That's a kula. That's what I might think to say. V'gabi shnei chatoi zeisim potter. V'gabi shnei chatoi shir is potter. V'anu kula. He says that both the kula and the chumra. Therefore, k'mashul, that's not so. So this is the kasha that he asked of Rasi. So Rasi answered that you learn it. A resha must know the whole reshlo, because you learn reshlo is going on the resha, and you have a kasha. I learn is going on the seifa masin on law, and the shneiminim is potter. It's talking about two different tamchuyim. And they are not mitzdar, like I said. So it never said that there's a case of chil chatos was mitzdar. The Gemara says, okay, mechal the reisha damer chayiv is some of the case of min echad. Matamchiyachud. That's a kasha. But it's minachat hamchiyachud. So what's the chiddush? So the answer was he had a yediyah to the two chatzoy shir. Bein shnei chatzoy shir. He had a yediyah. Vitzchak lashmin that the litzdar for the mitzdar. The sochol that the chamino. I would think ha'ol b'shur shlemim chalukim lechatos. Since had it been two different kazesim, he'd be yediyah would separate them. Hachanami lo litzdarfu. They shouldn't be mitzdarf. Kamashalom the hosim who have a yediyah. There was a yediyah. Vidias Khatishir Lavidia he as Ramil he the Umar Khan Perak Baburna and Yadir Lakhatishir. Yadir's Khatishir is not considered an interruption which would remove the Chi of Korban. Say that well Surah Khilas to Khatishir, they're not Mitzar. That's not so. Okay, we'll hold it here.